So we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna Andhan Prabhuji on this call today. As today is the disappearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami, Prabhuji will be talking on the topic of greatness of great souls. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Nandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for joining the call today and giving your valuable association, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Adhyanatimira Andasya Jnanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Eva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna to all. So, as announced, today is a very auspicious day of disappearance of three prominent acharyas of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. On the appearance days and most prominently on the disappearance days of Vaishnava acharyas, it's very appropriate for devotees to glorify and take some lessons from the lives of these great souls. It said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentaries to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he mentions this verse, Akshno palam tva drushat darshanam hi. Akshno means eyes. The perfection of eyes is in seeing the devotees of the Lord. Akshno phalam tvadrusha darshanam hi. Jivva phalam tvadrusha kirtanam hi. And the perfection of tongue is when that tongue glorifies the qualities of great devotees of the Lord. So I'd like to thank all of you for, because of you, that I'm getting a chance, who doesn't have any qualification, but still getting a chance to speak something about these acharyas. Their characteristics and their pastimes are so infinite and unlimited, nectarian ocean, that it's very difficult to describe them, all of them, in a specific time frame. So we'll go very briefly and try to look into the lives of these three acharyas. To start with, we'll begin with Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He is one of the prominent acharya, one of the six Goswamis, associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was son of Govardhan Mujumdar, who was a multi-millionaire. And one time when he was a child, Haridas Thakur happens to come to their village. And Govardhan Mujumdar and his wife, as well as his brother, they were like Vaishnavas only. So when Haridas Thakur came at their home, Raghunath, who was a child at that time, got a lot of association of Haridas Thakur. And he did some service also to Haridas Thakur. And he got attracted to him to such an extent that he said, I want to become like him. Because Haridas Thakur, as we know, he would always chant the names of the Lord, glorify names of the Lord 24 hours a day practically, and with a very humble attitude. And Raghunath Das, when he was a child, he got very much attracted to Haridas Thakur. And since that time only, since his childhood, he had this ambition that I wanted to become like him. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, there is a chapter entitled Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. So how this meeting took place? first time Raghunath Das Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur, Purve Shantipur Raghunatha ye ba aila, Mahaprabhu Krupa Kari Tare Sikhaila. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, he went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, and Lord gave him few instructions by his causeless mercy. So what were these instructions given by Lord Chaitanya? The prominent instructions given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. Prabhu Rashikaite Teho Nija Ghare Yai Markata Vairagya Chadi Haila Vishai Pray. Prabhu Rashiksha Tete Ho Nija Gruhe Yai. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami? That return home. And he played exactly like Srila Prabhupada says, pounds and shillings man. Because why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to go home? Bhitare vairagya bahire kare sarva karma dekhiya ta mata pitar anandita mana. When he behaved like this, Raghunath Das was inwardly a completely renounced person in his family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally, and instead he acted like an ordinary businessman. And when his parents saw this, they were very happy. And like this, he served his parents. He handled the business very carefully of his father and uncle. And in this way, a year passed. Eimat Raghunathera Vatsare Kagela Dvitiya Vatsare Palaite Mana Kaila. Eimat Raghunathera Vatsare Kagela. In this way, he acted like a perfect business manager. And 1 year passed. Dvitiya Vatsare. In the second year, Palaite Mana Kaila. He again decided that I should now leave my home. And in the night, he used to alone get up, but his father would caught him in a distant place and would brought him back. And this became a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from the home. His father would bring him back. And then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. What the mother said? Putra Batula Haila Ihar Rakhaya Bandhiya Tarapita Kahe Tare Nirvenna Hana. Our son has become mad, Batula Haila, she said. Just keep him binding with some ropes, you know. And his father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Indra Sama Ishwarya Stri Apsara Sama Esaba Bandhite Nari Lekayaraman. He said, Raghunath Das, our son has opulences like that of Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel, and yet all of this could not tie down his mind. So what to speak of a rope? How can a rope will bind this person? And then a thought came in the mind of Raghunath Das Goswami, and then he decided, next day I'll meet Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes in great detail that how Raghunath Das Goswami offers respectful obeisances from distance to Nityananda Prabhu. And then Nityananda Prabhu said he's a thief because thief wants to hide and keep a distance. So let him give a punishment. And then the punishment was, it was a kind of reward to serve all the Vaishnavas, Chida and Dahi. And that's how this Panihati Chida Dahi festival became prominent in our Sampradaya. And there in that Chidadahi festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared. And Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy. And Raghunath Das Goswami served all, each and every Vaishnavas. And then Nityananda Prabhu asked all the Vaishnavas to give their blessings to Raghunath Das Goswami. And that's how Raghunath Das Goswami got the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Raghunath Das Goswami, again, somehow he wanted to escape from his home and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he ran away from his home and he is in the forest now, walking all the way to Jagannath Puri, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri at that time. So when he was traveling, the great detail actually Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that how he traveled and what happened. But the point for us to understand is that he was so eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakshana apekshana hi samasta divasa gaman kshudana hi bhade chaitanya charana prapte man. His mind was so engrossed in getting the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it said bhakshana apekshana hi, he did not care even for eating. Samasta divasa gaman, all the day he traveled. Kshudana hi badhe, hunger was not an impediment. Why? Chaitanya charana prapte man, because his mind was concentrated upon obtaining the shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he was least bothered, he was least concerned about the hunger and thirst during his travel to Jagannath Puri. And that's how he somehow reaches Jagannath Puri. He was very lean and thin. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered some food to him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar. Ei Raghunathe ami sam sampino tomare putra bhritya rupe tumi kar angi kare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Swarup Damodar, my dear Swarup, I entrust this Swarup Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your son, as your servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tina Raghunath nama haya amar gane. In my associates, there are three Raghunaths. Who are these three Raghunaths? Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that one is Vaidya Raghunath, whose mention comes in Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Second is Bhatta Raghunath. And then the third is this Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he says, I change his name now. Swarupera Raghu Aje Haite Ihar Name. I give him this name today. And that is Swarupera Raghu, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was handed over to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And now he is in the care of Raghunath Das Goswami. He would get direct remnant Mahaprasadam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda would always bring remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offer it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami would eat that. Daily he would go for bathing in sea, and daily he would take darshan of Lord Jagannath as well. And now that's how these 5 days have passed. Eimata rahe teha swarupa charane govinda prasadatare dila pancha dine. For these 5 days, what happened? Raghunath Das stayed under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Govinda supplied him the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, there is a drastic change in the lifestyle of Raghunath Das Goswami, and there are great learnings for Sadhaka from his life. Ardine haite pushpanjali dekhiya simhadware khada rahe bhikshar lagiya. Now from 6th day onward, Raghunath Das, he would stand at the gate known as Simhadwar. There are different doors for entering into the Jagannath temple. So there is Simhadwar, the prominent door, to beg the alms after the Pushpanjali ceremony, in which flowers were offered to the Lord. So he would not now accept the remnants of the Lord, but he would stand on the door and beg at the Simhadwara. Now in this way, he was spending his time . And then the news comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he just begs from Simhadwar and make his living. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan
यः देखि प्रीतः न गौरभगवान्.
Renunciation is the basic principle sustaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. And seeing this renunciation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is extremely satisfied. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, very wonderful thing. He says that anyone, whether an ordinary materialistic person or a pure devotee, can understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees if he studies it minutely. Anyone can understand who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. One will just find that the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not at all attached to any kind of material enjoyment. They have completely given up sense enjoyment to engage fully in the service of Lord Sri Krishna and dedicate their lives and souls to serving Krishna without material desires. Because their devotional service is free from material desires, it is unimpeded by material circumstances. Although ordinary men have great difficulty understanding this attitude of the devotees, it is greatly appreciated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, and this is what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, that Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan, that they are characterized by their attitude of detachment from worldly things. And now, sixth day onward, these things would continue, that he would stand in front of Simhadwara. And then when Govinda reports this actually, Prabhure Govinda kahe Raghunath Prasad nalai ratre Simha dware khada hana magi khai. Govinda said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath is no longer takes prasadam here, now he stands at Simhadwar and eats. Shuni tushta hana prabhu kahite lagila bhalakaila vairagira dharma acharila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became tushta hana, he became very happy in his heart. And kahite lagila, what he said, bhalakaila, very nice, very nice, Raghunath Das is vairagya dharma acharila. Now he has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order of life. And what is vairagi life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself defines then. Vairagi karibe sada nama sankirtan magya khana kare jivana rakshan. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy names of the Lord. And he should beg some alms to eat. And he should sustain his life in that way. Now after hearing about his renunciation, actually, Shivanand Sen, there are greater details actually here. Shivanand Sen comes to Puri, and then Raghunath Das Goswami's news that he has become a beggar reaches his father. And we have heard that his father was a millionaire. So his father and mother, they became very unhappy. And they immediately sent, you know, these 400 coins, two servants and one brahmana to Shivanand Sen so that they could serve Raghunath Das Goswami. At that time, when Raghunath Das Goswami doesn't accept these services, but still the brahmana sent by his father, he keeps serving Raghunath Das Goswami. And at that time, Raghunath Das then began inviting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house, and with great attention for 2 days every month. And this went on for consecutive 2 years. But then, understanding the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he might not like it, that I am taking someone else's money and then feeding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, then he stops. Now, actually, there is a greater discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Swarup Damodar, why is not feeding me? And then Swarup Damodar Goswami replies that replies to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had understood your mind and you don't want to eat by the hands of those who are not devotees, and therefore he has stopped that. Then next again, katadine raghunatha simha dwar chadila chatreyai magiya khaite arambha karila. After some days, Raghunath Das gave up the standing near Simhadwar gate as well, and instead he began eating by begging alms from booth for pre-distribution of food. And then Govinda Pasha Shuni Prabhu Puchana Sorupere Raghu Bhiksha Lage Thade Kene Nahe Simha Dware. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we heard this news from Govinda, he inquired from Swarup Damodar, why does Raghunath Das no longer stand at the Simhadwar to get alms? And then Swarup Damodar replies, Swarup kahe Simhadware dukha anubhaviya chatre magi khaya madhyanna kale giya. Swarup Damodar replied that Raghunath Das felt unhappy standing at the Simhadwar, and therefore he is now going at midday to charity booths, and therein he is asking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again becomes happy. Prabhu kahe bhala kaila chadila simhadware simhadware bhikshavritti vishara achara. Hearing this news, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he has done very well by no longer standing at the Simhadwar gate. Such begging of alms resembles the behavior of a prostitute, and therefore he has done very well. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becoming very happy, etabali tare punha prasad karila govardhaner shila gunja mala tare dila. After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das Goswami by giving him a stone from the Govardhan hill, Govardhan shila, and gunja mala, a garland of conch shells. To Shila Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him various instructions regarding how to worship, offer tulsi leaves, offer jal, and how to worship this gunja and gordanshila. That was explained in detail by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das was very happy. He started doing as per the instructions received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was thinking in his mind, Shila diya Gosai samar pila govardhane gunjamala diya dila Radhika charane. By offering me this Govardhan Shila, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered me a place near Govardhan Hill, and by offering me this garland of conch shells, he has offered me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So that was his attitude. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that these are the qualities of a great soul, Raghunath Das Goswami. Ananta guna Raghunathera kekari balekha Raghunathera niyamyena pashanera rekha. Who could list the unlimited transcendental attributes of Raghunath Das? Who could write ananta guna, unlimited qualities he has? Kekari balekha, who can write this? And Raghunathera niyamyena pashanera rekha. His strict regulative principles were exactly like lines on the stone. He would adhere and he would follow these rules and regulations as if they were like lines on a stone. And most of the time, our observance of regulative principles is like lines on the water. Something happens and the water carries these lines. You can't even draw lines on the water. So Raghunath Das Goswami, this is what a prominent lesson we can learn, that when it comes to observance of regulative principles, they should be like lines on the stone. And what he would do, what was his schedule? Sade sapta prahariyai kirtana smarane ahara nidra charidanda seha nahekona dine. Raghunath Das, he spent more than 22 hours out of every 24 hours chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. He ate and slept for less than an hour and a half. And on some days, that also was impossible. Vairagyara kathatara adbhuta kathan ajanmana dilajuvai rasera aswadana. This is the topmost Vairagi Jivan example of Vairagya. Vairagyara kathatara adbhuta kathan. The topics concerning his renunciations are very wonderful and amazing. And Krishna Goswami then glorifies him. Ajanmana dila jivvahaya rasera sparshana. Throughout his life, he never allowed his tongue any kind of sense gratification. So that was his quality. And most of the times when we judge ourselves, we live for that purpose. Some people live for that purpose. Sense gratification of the tongue. But he, for his entire life, he did not allow his tongue any kind of sense gratification. Prasadanna pasarira yatana vikai duitina dina haile bhatasadi yai. Now further, what lifestyle he adopted is mentioned by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Lord Jagannath's prasadam is sold by the shopkeepers. And that which is not sold, it decomposes after 2 or 3 days. And all that decomposed food is thrown before the cows from the Tailanga at the Simhadwar gate. Because of its rotten odor, even the cows cannot eat it. And when that kind of rice, which even cows would reject at night, Raghunath Das would collect that decomposed rice, bring it home and wash it with water. And then he ate the hard inner portion of the rice with the salt. And one day Swarup Damodar saw the activities of Raghunath Das, and thus he smiled and asked for a small portion of that food and ate it. And Swarup Damodar said, "You eat such a nectar every day, but you never offer it to us. What is your character?" And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the news from the mouth of Govinda, he went there the next day and spoke as follows. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, "What a nice thing you are eating. Why don't you give anything to me?" And saying this, he forcibly took the morsel and began to eat. And as he was eating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking another morsel of food, and Swarup Damodar caught his hand and said, "It is not fit for you." And then he forcibly took that food away from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remark was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Prabhu Bale, Niti Niti, Nana Prasad Khai, I Cheswad Arakona Prasadena Pai." Mahaprabhu said that, "Of course, every day I eat varieties of prasadam, but I have never tasted such nice prasadam as that which Raghunath is eating today." That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remark. Eimata Mahaprabhu Nana Lila Kare Raghunathir Vairagya Dekhi Santosha Antare. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and seeing the severe penances and austerities performed by Raghunath Das Goswami in the renounced order, the Lord was greatly satisfied. Now, why I am narrating this pastime? Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami offers a phala shruti. Eita kahilo Raghunathera milan ihaye shune pai chaitanya charan. Thus he says, "I have described the meeting of Raghunath Das Goswami with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anyone who hears about this incident attains the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Haribol. So anyone who listens to this meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami will attain the lotus feet of Sri चैतन्य महाप्रभु इहा ये सुने पाए चैतन्य चरण एंड वी हियर अबाउट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी देन लेटर ऑन व्हेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिपार्टेड रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ही वेंट टू वृंदावन एंड ही टुक शेल्टर ऑफ सनातन गोस्वामी एंड रूप गोस्वामी सो ही वुड डू भजन एट राधा कुंड one time he was absorbed in his bhajan on the banks of the radha kunda a tiger came and krishna himself had to come to protect raghunath das goswami from this tiger again at the other time he was just meditating and chanting his rounds on the bank of the radha kunda in the daytime the day was very sunny and Shrimati Radharani herself appeared and offered her pallu, offered her corner of her sari and she was providing shade to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami saw this, he immediately chastised Raghunath Das Goswami that we do bhajan so that we can get some service to Radha and Krishna, but you are doing bhajan in such a way that Radha and Krishna, they are coming and offering service to you. Please build a kutir. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, who was least bothered about his material necessities, just that Lord need not come and serve me. And listening to the order of Sanatana Goswami, he built his kutir and there he started doing his bhajan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote 3 books, mainly Stavavali, Mukta Charita and Dan Keli Chintamani. In Jaiva Dharma, Thakur Bhakti Vinod said, Raghunath Das Goswami showed the esoteric method of engaging oneself in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And Raghunath Das Goswami wrote and taught that divine service to Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, which is the topmost spiritual perfection. And for this, he was known as the Prayojan Acharya, the teacher who reveals the highest fulfillment in the life. All Vedic literatures are filled with these 3 types of knowledge. Sambandha Jnan, Abhideya Jnan and Prayojan Jnan. Sambandha means what is our relationship with the Lord. Abhideya means the process by which to revive that relationship. And Prayojan is the ultimate fruit, ultimate goal of life that is to be gained after following this Abhideya. And Prayojan, our Prayojan Acharya of our Sampradaya is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he eternally serves Radha and Krishna as Rati Manjari in Sri Vrindavan Dham, as mentioned in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika. So he is Rati Manjari of Vrindavan. Going next, we have Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before starting the Sankirtan mission, he has asked few devotees to go and stay in Varanasi. And the 2 prominent were Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. So they were staying in Varanasi. And once when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was returning from Vrindavan, he went to Varanasi and stayed there for 2 full months. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and he would daily come for prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra at that time had a son who was just 9 years old and whose name was Raghunath. This is second Raghunath, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami we are talking about. So his name was Raghunath. This little child, since that time only, started developing attraction towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His parents, Tapan Mishra, was a great devotee of the Lord. And Tapan Mishra engaged his 9-year-old son Raghunath in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, direct service. So Raghunath would get a chance to wash Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate, get some Mahaprasadam from the Lord, massage Lord's lotus feet, wash his clothes. So these type of menial services he got. So Raghunath got opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 full months And we know during that time only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached and converted Prakashanand Saraswati in Varanasi. He instructed Sanatana Goswami during his stay in Varanasi. Now after 2 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Puri. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving for Puri, this child, Raghunath, felt a lot of separation from the Lord. And in his heart, he carried this attitude that I want to dedicate my full life in the service of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After 11 years, he again, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, after 11 years, again he went to Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, during his journey also, he meets Ramdas Vishwas on the way to Puri, who also wanted to go to Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramdas Vishwas, then he always talked about Ram, and he carried the bag of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami as well. So when he meets there, in the Puri Dham, when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognizes him. They're meeting after 11 years. Then also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognizes him, embraces him, and there Raghunath Bhatta Goswami stays for 8 full months under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eimata Prabhu Sange Rahila Ashtamasa Dine Dine Prabhur Krupai Badila Ullas. Thus Raghunath Bhatta lived with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously for 8 full months, and by the Lord's mercy he felt increasing transcendental ecstasy every day. Raghunatha Bhatta Pake Atisu Nipun Eirandhe Seihai Amrutera Sama. Raghunath Bhatta was an expert cook. Whatever he prepared tasted just like nectar. So for those 8 months, he cooked for the Lord, served the Lord, massaged the Lord, and did all sort of menial service to the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in reciprocation, gave all his Mahaprasad to Raghunath Bhatta. And that's how he lived there for 8 full months. And now, Ashtamasa Rahi Prabhu Bhatte Vidai Dila. After 8 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Raghunath Bhatta and gave instruction. Vidai Dila Vivahana Karila Bali Nishedha Karila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very amazing instruction to Raghunath Bhatta. He said, do not marry. And he totally forbade him to marry. And what instruction? Another instruction he gave. Vruddha Mata Pitare Yai Karaha Sevan Vaishnava Pasha Bhagavata Kara Adhyayana. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, when you return home, serve your aged father and mother who are great devotees and try to study Srimad Bhagavatam from a pure Vaishnava. That was the instruction given. Punarapi ekabara asiha nila chale etabali kanthmala dilatara gale. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded that come again to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. And after saying this, he put his own, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took out his own kanthimala, neck beads, and put it on the Raghunath Bhatta's back. So that's how he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's full mercy. And then now, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went back and served his parents. He served his parents, it's mentioned that for 4 years. For 4 years, he served his parents and completely absorbed himself in studying Srimad Bhagavatam, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After 4 years, his parents departed and Raghunath Bhatta again returned back to Puri in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. Again for the 8 months, he cooked in Puri, he massaged lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for those 8 months. And after 8 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave another instructions to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Amara agyai Raghunath yaya vrindavane tahayana raha rupa sanatana sthane. By my order, O Raghunath, go to Vrindavan and live there under the shelter of Rup and Sanatan Goswami. In Vrindavan, Bhagavata padasada lah Krishna nam achire karibena krupa Krishna Bhagavan. If you want early mercy and the blessings of Shri Krishna, achire karibe Krishna krupa Krishna Bhagavan. Krishna Bhagavan, Lord Krishna will bestow his mercy very soon upon you if you do these two things. What are these two things? Bhagavata padasada lah Krishna nam. In Vrindavan, when you go, just absorb yourself into reading and study of Srimad Bhagavatam continuously and continuously chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Etabali Pramutare Alingana Kaila Prabhura Krupate Krishna Premamatta Haila. After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and by Lord's mercy, he was enlivened with the ecstatic love for Sri Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he comes to Vrindavan, he became dear to all the Goswamis of the Vrindavan. And he would render services to them as per the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pikaswara kantha tate ragera vibhag ekashloka padite phiraye tinachari rag. His voice was as sweet as cuckoos and he would recite each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in 3 or 4 tunes, and thus his recitations were very sweet to hear. When he recited or heard about the beauty and sweetness of Krishna, he would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love and he became oblivious to everything. Raghunath Bhatta, he surrendered fully at the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, and those lotus feet became his life and soul. Subsequently, Raghunath Bhatta ordered his disciples to construct a temple for Govinda, and he prepared various ornaments for the Govinda, including the full flute and the shark-shaped earrings. The Radha Govinda temple was built by his disciples and was one of the prominent temples of Vrindavan, Radha Govinda, Govindji Mandir. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was carrying those duties in his heart always. They were life and soul. And one more attribute Kaviraj Goswami explains about Raghunath Bhatta. Gramya Vartana Shune Na Kahe Jivai Krishna Katha Puja Dite Ashtaprahariya. Very good quality of Raghunath Bhatta, which should be imbibed by every sadhaka. Raghunath Bhatta would neither hear nor speak about anything of the material world. He would simply discuss Krishna and worship the Lord day and night. If anyone would come and start speaking ill words about the other Vaishnava, what would be his reaction? Vaishnavera ninda karma nahi pade kane sabe Krishna bhajan kare ehi matra jane. He would not listen to blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor would he listen to the talk of Vaishnava's misbehavior. He knew only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service and he did not understand anything else. He did not understand anything else and he would absorb himself continuously in testing the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would never forget about criticizing anyone. He would always say that they are all engaged in devotional service and I don't know anything. So that was Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's devotion to Govindji. And in the Radha Govindji Nitya Leela, according to Gaur Ganesh Desh Deepika, he is serving there as Raga Manjari, one of Srimati Radharani's Ashtamanjaris. So he serves as Raga Manjari. Next Acharya, whose disappearance day we are celebrating today, is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we all know, the writer of this great epic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrut, because of whom we got to know many details of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And this book, Chaitanya Charitamrut, was favorite of our Srila Prabhupada as well as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I'll just mention few things about him, maybe just two, three things. The first thing is that he had strong faith in the mercy of Lord and devotees of the Lord. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrut, the opening verse of the chapter and the closing verse of the chapter are fixed. All the chapters. So he starts every chapter with this verse. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Charya and all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So his strong faith in the Lord, and then every chapter he would end with this verse. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and seeking their blessings, I, Krishna Das Kaviraj, writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is his first attribute, that he has strong faith in the mercy of Lord and devotees of the Lord. Second most important quality of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is that he is non-envious of every living entity. He doesn't carry envy in his heart. And this can be seen in his writings. If we study his writings thoroughly, we can understand that at various places, he says that, imagine he is an author, a well-renowned author. He has written his book. And when an author writes a book, author wants everyone to study his book and not any other author's book. An author will recommend others to read his book. An author will not glorify. You know, sometimes author writes and they might give some reference of others or other books or other authors in their textbooks, that I have taken this thing from them, and then, but they don't glorify other authors. Here, the non-envious nature of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comes to forefront when he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur at various places in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, whether it's Adi Leela, whether it's Madhya Leela, or whether it's Antya Leela. So I've got few verses from all these three Leelas, Adi, Madhya and Antya. In Adi Leela, Kaviraj Goswami writes about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ore mudha loka shuna chaitanya mangal chaitanya mahimayate janibe sakala. O fools, he says to his readers, O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. कृष्ण लीला भागवते कोहे वेद व्यास चैतन्य लीला रव्यास वृंदावन दास एज व्यासदेव हैज कंपाइल्ड ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ श्री कृष्ण श्रीमद भागवतम दिस ठाकुर वृंदावन दास हैज डिपिक्टेड द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वृंदावन दास कैला चैतन्य मंगल यहाँ रे श्रवणे नाश सर्व अमंगल ठाकुर वृंदावन दास हैज कंपोज दिस चैतन्य मंगल एंड हियरिंग दिस बुक एंड ही लेट्स ऑल द अमंगल ऑल द मिसफॉर्चून गोज अवे वेन वन हियर्स श्री चैतन्य मंगल और दिस श्री चैतन्य भागवत By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Sri Krishna. And he has given this, in this Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if even the great atheists hear Chaitanya Mangal, they immediately become great devotees. चैतन्य मंगल सुने यदि पाषंडी यवन सेह महा वैष्णव होय तत्क्षण इमीडिएटली दे विल बिकम डिवोटीज मनुष्य रचिते नारे ऐचे ग्रंथ धन्य वृंदावन दास मुखे वक्ता श्री चैतन्य द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ दिस बुक इज सो सब्लाइम दैट इट अपीयर्स दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज पर्सनली स्पोकन थ्रू द राइटिंग ऑफ वृंदावन दास ठाकुर दैट्स हाउ ही ग्लोरिफाइज And he then offers his obeisances to Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar Aiche Granth Karite Ho Tarila Samsar. What kind of Granth, what kind of literature he has written? I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So he glorifies Chaitanya Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Adi Leela. Again, in the Madhya Leela, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sahaje Vichitra Madhura Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amrutera Dhar. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet, and when they are described by Vrindavana Das Thakur, they become like shower of nectar. Ateva Taha Varnilena Haya Punarukti Dambhakari Varniyadi Taichanahi Shakti. Therefore, I am humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same things, and this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. Imagine when author mentions about the other authors in the normal textbook, he says that, okay, he knows something, but I know better than others. And therefore I am elaborating. Here in Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying that he has written well, you fool, you read this book, and I don't have any power. I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. Some of the incidents he did not describe elaborately, but he only summarized, and these I shall try to describe in this book. Ataiva tare paye kari namaskar, tare paye aparadana hauka amar. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action of writing. So we saw glorification in Madhya Leela as well. Going next to Antya Leela, last section. There also, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nityananda Krupa Pratra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Lilayate Ho Hayana Adi Vyas. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasdev in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described them in a small portion. And what I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur. But although he could not describe these pastimes, he gave us a synopsis. Chaitanya Mangala Teho Likhi Ache Sthane Sthane Sei Vachan Shuna Sei Parama Pramane. In his book named Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has described these pastimes in many places, and I request my readers to hear that book, for that is the best evidence. So this is what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at the age of 90, when his hands were shivering, he is writing and giving all the credits to Vrindavan Das Thakur and asking his readers to read his book, because that is fully authentic. So this is his second quality, glorifying others and being non-envious. His third quality is humility. He had vast knowledge. Books only show all his skills in Shrutis, Smritis, Nyay, Jyotish, his culinary arts. And although he was an erudite scholar, a strict ascetic, a Paramhamsa, Rasika, Vaishnava, Krishnadas, he writes about himself. What he writes, you know? I am deaf, dumb, and wholly illiterate, worldly-minded and lower than worm in the stool. And therefore his personal humility automatically attracts the heart of many readers of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Adilila, he talks about himself, you know. Ehi grantha likhai more madana mohan, amara likhan yena shukera pathan. I am not writing. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my writing, but a dictation of Sri Madan Mohan. My writing is just like a repetition of a parrot. Sei likhi Madana Gopala, ye likhai, kastera puttaliena, kuhake na chai. As a wooden doll is made to dance by the magician, I write as Madan Gopal orders me to do so. So this is what his attitude is, that Madan Gopal is writing. I am just like repeating what he wants me to write. And next he says, you know, about his humility, his famous verses from his writings. Jagai madai haite munise papishta, purise rakita haite munise lagista. I am more sinful than jagai madai, and I am even lower than the worms in the stool. Imagine author writing about himself in the book. Mora nama shune yei tarapunyakshoy, mora name laye yei tarapapa hoy. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes most sinful. So that is all about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He took initiation from Raghunath Das Goswami. He lived a renounce order at Shamkund near Manas Pavan Ghat. Srila Jiva Goswami, as per his custom of giving titles of honor to qualified devotees, he gave Krishnadas the title Kaviraj. Kavi means poet. Kaviraj means the king of all poets, for his poetic masterpiece, basically Govinda Lilamrut. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's masterpiece, another masterpiece, is Govinda Lilamrut. And Narottam Das Thakur wrote in his Prarthana that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who composed his Chaitanya Charitamrut, is the cynosure among devotees, and his Govinda Lilamrut moves stones to tears, but alas, my mind is not attracted to it. And in Eternal Vraj Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami serves Srimati Radharani as Kasturi Manjiri, according to Gaur Gano Desh Deepika. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a Kasturi Manjiri has appeared in the form of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to teach us what should be the bhav of a sadhaka. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a strong faith in the Lord and his devotees, non-envious, always ready to glorify others and perfectly humble. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about in his Shikshastak, the third prayer, Trunadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So all these three acharyas, what we are discussing today, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they all personified this verse of Shikshastakam. They were all humbler than the blade of grass, tolerant than the trees. They offered all respectful obeisances unto others and accepted none for themselves. So that's what their attitude is. So on this day, we can pray to these great souls that by their mercy, if they shower their mercy unto us, we have some hope in our spiritual lives that we may also develop these qualities, and all our actions should be for the pleasure of devotees of the Lord, our spiritual masters and Lord Shri Krishna, and then our life can be a true success. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, go ahead, Mataji.
So, Mataji, please, you go ahead. I have one question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam, Augusta, Srila Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very, very much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful nectar. Prabhuji, I have question about Raghunath Das Goswami. Like, he was eating the kasadam which was thrown out and also rejected by cows, and he was a prince. So what is in there, Prabhuji? What, like, you know, such a prince, like, yes, so many nice things. So what he was able to eat, and why other devotees are saying, like, you know, when the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is the best thing in the world. So can you elaborate on that?
So I didn't get your question. What is the last part of your question?
It's like, what is in there, what he was able to eat, you know. They tell me I cannot eat that thing, and it's like rejected
by thousands. So, what is called nectar, you know? So what was in it that because of which Raghunath Das Goswami, what, he didn't even allow his tongue to do sense gratification in his entire life? The higher taste, basically. Param drushtva nivartate. Vishya vinivartante niraharasya dehena rasvarjam rasopyasya param drushtva nivartate. The higher taste which he was getting while being in the association of the Lord, serving the Lord in his bhajan, in his chanting, the taste enabled him to follow this austerity. And then this question may also come in the mind of a sadhaka, that are we also supposed to do such types of austerities? Yes, to some extent. Mahaprabhu's bhaktagane vairagya pradhan. Mahaprabhu's bhakta are characterized by this detachment. So, and Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrut, the first verse, he talks about this vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udarupastha vegam. So he talks about this detachment there as well. So how a devotee can practice, we don't have to go to extremes. There are all the sorts of examples scripture talk about. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach to the world through his associates that what should be the heart of a devotee. So we can learn from Raghunath Das Goswami that yes, we yearn for this higher taste, and for that we need to practice, we need to yearn, we need to pray to Krishna, we need to pray to Srimati Radharani daily, that taste is your domain. Whenever you give us taste, we will get that. But now what is in our hands, we will put all our efforts, our heart and soul, our 100% energy in serving you with whatever capacity we have, with whatever tools we have, the principle of Yukta Vairagya, again given by Rupa Goswami. So we use whatever we have in the service of the Lord with the hope that one day Lord will be pleased with us and He will bestow His mercy upon us.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful. And Prabhuji, second question is, what are the books He wrote, Prabhuji?
Raghunath Das Goswami. Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote three books mainly, I told us. Tavavali, Mukta Charita, and Danakeli Chintamani.
Tavavali. What is the second one?
Mukta Charita.
Okay.
Danakeli Chintamani, or sometimes it's also called Danakeli Komudi.
And also, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, it's also Vilap Kusumanjali.
Pardon?
Vilap Kusumanjali and Manashiksha.
Aha. So actually, they are parts of Stavavali only.
Okay.
Manashiksha. This Kusumanjali, they are parts of Stavavali. There are different prayers in this actually.
Yes.
So all these are parts of Stavavali. Pardon?
What?
Yes, Raghunath Das Goswami was Rati Manjari. Raghunath Das Goswami was Rati Manjari.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a very, very wonderful class. And I would like to say whenever we hear about Chaitanya Charitamrita's character, like all our Goswamis and all these, I personally feel that how far I am from bhakti. That all these characters are they are humility personified. They are having all good characters. So Prabhuji, my question is that if I see as a grihastha with myself that there are so many things so many distractions in our life where we feel envy to others, even if sometimes we feel like we are not envious, but somehow that envy comes, that jealousy comes, hatred comes. So, and we see all these Goswamis, they are sannyasi, they are already Siddha devotee. So, I feel that how we can develop this character on everyday basis. Because sometimes I feel that today I am non-envious, but tomorrow I have a little envy to others. Day after tomorrow I have more envy to others. So how to control this behavior, how to curb this behavior? This is my question.
Yes, it happens many a times when we hear about pure devotees of the Lord and their pastimes. Actually, it should inspire us and not discourage us. We should take inspiration from them. Yes, at least I know where I should be going. And at least we have come to the understanding that these are anarthas in our heart. If we look out in the society today, the people, they have made artha out of this anartha. That these unwanted things, they glorify. The more envy, the more lust, the more anger, the more pride you have, you will be glorified outside. So at least we have come to the understanding that yes, these are anarthas and I want to get rid of these. So this is the first step we have taken. And yes, when we see such types of great examples, we should take inspiration from them. We should pray to Krishna, obviously, that I want to get rid of these anarthas in my heart, which I have recognized now. So instead of focusing much on the longer aspect, in a sense that I'm too far from my goal to accomplish, rather we can just look for a day, at least take baby steps, that I'm taking these steps to please Krishna. And the more we fill our lives with positive activities and full of positivity, then this negativity which is creeping in our lives will be subsided. The more we chant, the more we hear, the more we read, the more we preach, automatically what happens? Then there is no time left for negativity to pick in our lives. So these are some of the, what we can say, practical tips that we can pray to the Lord. Don't focus on very long-term goal. Focus on believe in baby steps. Because Lord Krishna himself has said in Gita, Shaknoti hai vayasodum praksharirav mokshanat kamakrodot bhavam vegam sa yukta suskinar. Who is happy person? Happy person, he says, that one who can tolerate Shaknoti hai vayasodum praksharir vimokshanat kamakrodot bhavam vegam sa yukta sa sukinar. In 5th chapter, 23rd verse, Lord speaks this, that before giving up the present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of this material senses and checks the force of desire and anger, he'll be situated, well situated in the material world, and he'll be happy in this world. So how to be happy in this world? Krishna gives this formula that there, Krishna doesn't say that for a happy, to be happy, you that there should not be material desires, there should not be envy, there should not be lust. He doesn't say that there should not be these things. He says that these things will keep coming, but you should be able to tolerate these things and be well situated in your sadhana. Then you will be happy. So for a sadhaka, the happiness is that we are happily struggling, happily tolerating all these anarthas which are troubling us with a hope that one day, Lord Krishna is talking about, what is that one day? He is saying that till one gives up the present body, prak sharir vimokshanath, till the point of giving up this body, these anarthas may trouble us, torment us, but we don't have to lose on the hope. We have the hope that one day I'll be able to please the Lord. And once Lord is pleased by our actions, by our activities, by our sadhana, then nothing further remains to be done. And by the mercy of the Lord, then automatically we will get rid of all these anarthas. So our focus is not on getting rid of these anarthas. Our focus is on pleasing the Lord through our actions anyway. So when we please the Lord, then rest of the things are taken care of automatically.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful answer, Prabhuji, and wonderful hope that we don't have to get rid of our anarthas. We should, just like our goal should be tolerating those anarthas and focus in our sadhana. So Prabhuji, on this I have one more question. That when you say pleasing to Krishna, it means if we are pleasing with our means, like if we are pleasing our surroundings, that means Krishna is pleased, or how do we know that Krishna is pleased?
So the question is, how do we know that Krishna is pleased?
Yes.
What pleases Krishna? Krishna has clearly told that. First thing is when we have turned away from Krishna. So turning towards Krishna, very first thing, turning towards Krishna, and that we do by practice of bhakti, by practice of our sadhana. So we turn away towards Krishna. So that's how we are like very close to Krishna. Only thing is that we have turned away. So we just need to return to Krishna. So, and how do we please him? By checking our actions always through this Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Krishna was there personally to guide Arjuna. And Krishna, then Arjuna said, Krishya vachanam tava, I will do your will. And then Krishna was pleased. Krishna was happy. Because dharma samsthapanarthaya, he appeared for that cause, and that cause was fulfilled through Arjuna. So Krishna was pleased. So how do we understand Krishna is pleased with me or not? So are Vaishnavas pleased with me, first of all? Is my spiritual master pleased with me? And am I following the regulative principles as per given in the scriptures? First of all, am I pleased with my practice of bhakti? Am I satisfied with what I am practicing? That at the end of the day, we can make analysis of our sadhana as well. And at the end of the day, that am I satisfied with my practice of Krishna consciousness? And therefore, in the end, it said that at the time of death, there should not be any guilt in the sadhaka's life that I did not put my 100% efforts. Getting the point that at the end of the life, there should not be a guilt in the sadhaka's heart that I did not put my 100% for the pleasure of the Lord. So, we should be satisfied first that yes, I am doing all my efforts for the pleasure of the Lord through this triangle, as I mentioned, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So, studying the Shastras and applying them in our lives, hearing from the spiritual master, applying those instructions in our life and respecting and loving all the surrounding Vaishnavas and trying to please them. This is what pleases Krishna, in my little understanding.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. And one more thing, that even if one Vaishnava is like sometimes gets successful, we should try to persuade them. It's like we should try to please them.
No, this is not on an external basis. This is not on an external basis that everyone should be happy. It also said in that you can't please all the people all the time. This is also being said. So, yeah, whomever you are associating with, we need to.
Okay.
So obviously, there are going to be persons who will not be pleased. But at least from our end, we should not say that I will not please these persons. From our end, we should try. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is called as Ajatashatru. He was not having any enemies. But that doesn't mean that other people would not make him enemy. Duryodhan made Yudhishthira Maharaj into an enemy. But Yudhishthira never considered Duryodhan as his enemy. So he would always be a well-wisher for all living entities. So that's what we can try from our end. Remain well-wisher of everyone.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
The class was very enlightenment, Prabhu. So, yeah, initially, I mean, maybe I heard wrong or, you know, Prabhu. So, on the, what do you call the, begging is compared to prostitute. So, is that, I heard correct, Prabhu, or?
Yeah, it's compared to prostitute means, prostitute in the sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says this, as Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse, because we didn't have time, we didn't discuss much about that. Prostitute, you know, there also comes in Srimad Bhagavatam about Pingala pastime, that prostitute, she always thinks that how much money I can get from this person, how much money. So similarly, when someone begs, so this beggar, they develop this attitude, you know, this person seems to be rich, he will give me more. This person is poor, he will give me less, or he has given me less. So this attitude is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is condemning. And therefore, he glorified him that he is not begging now, but he is going to free food distribution and not begging at Simhadwar. So therefore, it is compared attitude.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna, so it's a little late now, getting late. So maybe you can stop. Or are there further questions?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. So, Prabhuji, I got again confused. Why he left the begging on the Simhadwar? Like, why he stopped that?
Yeah, when one begs, then the attitude of discrimination comes, na? When someone rich person comes, then he will give me more. When a poor person comes, then he looks with a different attitude that he didn't give me anything. So the attachment and hatred, attachment and aversion, what Krishna calls in rag and dvesha. So that started developing. That starts developing in the beggar. Because we don't have the experience of begging. But actually we have the experience to some extent while distributing books. This person is well dressed. He might be able to purchase my book. And this person is like, we don't show our books to beggars, you know, we know that they don't have the purchase capacity. So we have this discrimination attitude. So the beggar, for beggar, it's not good to have this discrimination attitude, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy.
Okay, yeah. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. And who are the parents, like, whose son was Raghunath Bhatta Goswami?
Tapan Mishra.
Tapan Mishra, okay. He was from Varanasi, right?
Tapan Mishra was originally from Bengal only, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had asked him to move to Varanasi. So therefore, he had moved to Varanasi.
Yeah. And Prabhuji, what was the third thing about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? You said, like, you said there are three things about him.
So first was strong faith in Lord and his devotees. Second was his non-envious nature. And third was his humility.
Humility. Very nice, very wonderful.
Hare Krishna, thank you all. Thank you for giving up.
Pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rubhishya, Subhashini Kutevacha, Ritana
Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Nama Namaha.
Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki,
Kuti Jai.
Ki Jai. Raghunadas Goswami Ki Jai, Shri Raghunath
Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai,
Prabhuji.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai.